about the thing that you hold over your head to keep the rain off?
Umbrella.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Parasol.
Parasol. Yeah. Is there anything, is any such thing as something like that that's used strictly for sunny weather, just to keep the sun from bearing down on you?
Same thing.
Somehow I had gotten associated in my head parasol with something to keep the sun from bearing down. Thing that you would put on a bed?
Spread.
A spread? Okay. What about the thing that you rest your head on a bed?
Pillow?
Have you ever heard of something longer than a pillow, maybe about as twice as long, that would go on a bed?
King-size pillow.
Have you ever heard of a bolster? Okay. And talking about the bolster, you might say, well, it's so big that it doesn't go partway across the bed, it goes
the full length.
Full length. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say or use the word clear? It goes clear across?
Clear across, okay.
You wouldn't be likely to use that yourself, though?
No.
Okay. All right. I think you've mentioned quilt already. What do you consider a quilt to be, just very briefly?
A quilt. It's not with the comfort of all it done. It's a heavy, like a blanket.
Okay. Is it perhaps something that's made out, do you associate a quilt being made of scraps or bits and pieces all sewn together?
Right. Scraps and
pieces. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor if you have company overnight and children? Yeah, you might say that a farmer says that he expects a big crop from that particular field because the soil is very
rich.
Very rich, or perhaps if it produces a lot, would you say it's very fertile?
Very fertile.
Okay. What would you call the flat lowland along a stream that's maybe overflowed in the spring and it's plowed later on?
Bottomland.
Bottomland. What about some land that's not good for anything much other than grass or...
John, come back.
Or something like that.
Now, what was the question again?
Something, a piece of land that's not good for much of anything other than just growing grass or hay or something like that.
Wasteland.
Wasteland, mm-hmm. Okay. Would you ever call a place like that a meadow?
Meadow? No.
Okay. What would your conception of a meadow be?
I guess when I visualize a meadow, I think of a secluded place in the forest where I'm to go and, you know, where I'm to go and just sort of maybe have a picnic, you know.
What would you call a place, a piece of land that's really not much good to anybody? It has a lot of water standing on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You say you're in a what?
Swamp.
A swamp. Ever heard that called anything else other than a swamp?
Mother of mine.
Maybe a bog.
Okay, I heard bog way.
Yeah. What about not maybe necessarily inland where you find the swamp, but a place along the ocean that's covered at high tide, grass grows in it.